Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company Studio. Today is Seth Geis. How you doing, Seth?
Not too bad, man. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Today, we're talking about the La Flor Dominicana Special Football Edition 2019. This is a double Toro, 6.5 by 58. It comes out of the Tabacalera La Flor factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrappers Ecuadorian Habano, binder and filler, both from Dominican Republic. Price point is $16, and the cigar was released in January of 2019. So with all that out of the way, Seth, what was your smoking experience like?
Yeah, you know, obviously the cigar has a nice little fancy artwork with tobacco of a football on there. First third begins with some soft spices. I'm just going to touch the pepper, and with that, there's this musty cedar quality. I'm getting some faint leather and earth qualities as well. And there's this like cinnamon and cream finish, which is fairly enjoyable. Strength and body around a medium level, and I was kind of surprised because it's kind of expecting a little bit more with a La Flor Dominicana. Mm-hmm. When I get into the second third, finding a little bit more of the cream qualities to on the rise. I think that's when, because the football is Connecticut shade, so I'm thinking that wrapper is playing a part. There are also some herbal and musty cedar notes on top of that. The finishes of like the cinnamon and black pepper. A little bit stronger than the first third, probably smoking between medium, full level, but not significantly that much stronger. Final third was really just disappointing. I was getting some pepper and hay notes, and it had like that musty cedar, but that was about it. A little bit increase in the strength at that point, but nothing that great. Medium full. What about your smoking experience?
Yeah, for me, same as you. Cedar, black pepper, a little bit of mustiness to it. Quarter inch in, the pepper becomes pretty mellow. Some cream starts to join in. About an inch in, the profile's musty cedar, light cream, black pepper. Retrohale's got a musty cedar note to it. About an inch and a half, mustiness kind of takes the lead in the profile. The cedar's right behind that. Still a bit of faint black pepper in the background, but the cream leaves. Strength was kind of right at medium. Getting into the second third, cedar mustness are at even levels. Black pepper has increased a little bit. Half inch in, pepper decreases a little bit. Then about an inch in, pepper's really faint. Musty cedar's up front. Retrohale still carries that musty cedar note to it. As the second third wraps up, still that musty cedar, faint black pepper. Strength remains at that medium level. Getting to the final third, cedar gains a little bit of char to go along with the mustiness. About half inch in, some bitterness joins in. Cigar starts heating up. About an inch in, char's eased up on the cedar. Kind of toast note remains along with that mustiness and that slight bitterness. Retrohale's got the toasted cedar and mustiness there. Cigar finishes up with that slightly charred and toasted cedar. Still some mustiness there. Strength still at that medium level. In regards to construction, burn was pretty wavy throughout. Cigar went out on me three times in the second third. So all relights, ash held on about an inch and a half increments. But I thought the draw was perfect. Just the right amount of resistance that I prefer. So overall, what were your thoughts on this cigar?
Yeah. Let me go back and I think I didn't touch on construction. My construction, I think, was a little bit better than yours. My draw was fine, but it just wasn't, I like it a little bit more constricted. This was a little bit loose, but such a big smoke that it still took a while to smoke. I mean, overall, I really wasn't impressed with the cigar. I think it lacked a lot of complexity in terms of flavors. I was a little shocked that it smoked as soft as it did. And there's nothing, I don't have anything against that. I typically like that, but it's just, it didn't have the flavors to go with that. Sometimes La Flor is really a lot of strength and body, but I don't think they have a lot of like great flavors that come with it. And this was just kind of like the opposite of like, there just wasn't many flavors with the strength and body that it delivered. So, Coop would probably say it's a gimmicky cigar. You know, it's one of these things, I guess it's for the Super Bowl. So, it's kind of uneventful like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't really tell any flavor differences when it burned through that, the artwork. And I'm not sure it was designed to add anything to the cigar more for looks. So it didn't matter. So, and then I wouldn't say that you need to go into it looking for that because it's probably not going to be there. I thought the cigar was fairly average overall. Not likely something I'm going to want to track down more of. It's released to go along with the Super Bowl. So maybe, you're supposed to smoke it while you're watching the game. So it's not really your focus. I think that would work out well for this cigar, that you're not super focused on it. You're just smoking it while you're doing something else.
You're just smoking while eating guacamole. It's probably pretty good.
Yeah, but the bad fact, at least for the game this year, was that the game was pretty slow and everything. So you kind of actually probably are paying a little bit of attention to the cigar. So maybe it didn't work out in the end. But, you know, if you're, like you said, if you're eating junk food and drinking something along with the cigar, maybe it's perfect. You know, who knows? But price point on this is $16. Definitely not going to go back to it at that price level. I put in my review that, you know, I'd pass on the cigar and it would probably be an incompletion if it, when I passed. So, you know, just the way it's going to be. So getting to the scores, I was the high scorer at 5.35. You gave it a 4.53. So my score is matches perfectly, you know, pretty much an average flavor profile, average overall. You know, the burn sucked, draw was perfect. So it just gets above, you know, slightly above that average mark. So how about you at 4.53?
Yeah, I mean, just total. I mean, if we're going to relate it to football, it's like the Sanchez butt fumble. I mean, this is just, it's just, I mean, for $16, no, I mean, personally, I would never buy the cigar for the Super Bowl. You know, it just didn't smoke that great. I'd smoke other things. It's, the flavor profile was just really disappointing. And I don't think these like sold out that well this year. I don't think they did as well as they have in years past. But if they smoked like this, I'm not surprised. It's just, it's not
great. I thought the one last year was definitely better than this one. And I mean, that's going to, you know, when you have a yearly release, you're always going to have, you know, ones that are better than others. So you just are going to have to find the year that works for your palate and stuff like that, fits your profile. So just kind of the way it works out.
I don't know, I feel un-American. I'm bashing a Super Bowl stick and the red meat, you know, lovers. So I'm afraid, man. Someone's going to release a Green New Deal cigar and I'm going to love it. And they're going to be a damn hippie.
Anytime that you tag a cigar along with something else, you know, you're already kind of putting the cigar as a secondary thing. So,
oh, totally.
If the cigar was going to be so great, you would have it as a core, you know, core blend in your portfolio. So.
Exactly. And I'm not one of those that's like, ooh, look at all this cool stuff they did with, you know, the tobacco on the rack. Yeah. I don't care about that.
Yeah, exactly. All right. If you're just casting this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media sites. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.